Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Rod, aka Modest Media. I'm here to tell you that we have partnered with All Def Music, which is a division of All Def Digital, to bring you guys iconic album reviews, which is basically like classic album reviews on the anniversary dates of those particular albums. So yeah, here we go. Iconic album reviews brought to you by Dead End Hip Hop and All Def Music.
1988 is when this album dropped. I was 4 years old, okay? I don't have a connection to this album the same way that I know you guys do. I didn't grow up on this. This is something that was told to me that I need to go listen to by Rod and Ken. You know what I'm saying?
This was years ago.
I was over 20-something.
We grew up on the album, but at the same time, it's not like we were fucking teenagers. So I remember, like, afterwards, like, my brother and shit listening to it, but I'm not gonna be like, oh, man, I remember when in the streets, It was real. No, I don't remember none of that.
But you still grew up with it, though.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you stopped listening to it.
You might want
to
ask one of them.
But you were in Cali at the time, right?
Exactly.
So even though you may not have grown up with the music, you grew up with the times, and now you have
the aftermath.
You remember the aftermath. So, but there's still an emotional connection to it, though.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't have one.
There was something about Easy that people just liked, and maybe it was just, you know, because I was 12. At the time, and you know, baby, it could have been his voice. I don't know, the high pitched voice, you know, whatever. But when you hear Ice Cube rap on this album, he definitely stands out.
Watching the movie and hearing the stories is how back then we didn't know that Eazy-E was not a rapper. Like back then, right. I thought Eazy-E was some sort of, like, I thought he rapped before, but like knowing their story and stuff, I'm like, damn, Eazy-E was not a rapper. And like the way how Cube and Dr. Dre like mold him to like sound so comfortable rapping on these songs is like really amazing to me. Like now that as I look back and think as a kid when I listen to that, I'm thinking like, okay, yeah, Eazy-E did it.
Like going back to what you were saying, Rod, like we grew up with it over time because, you know, it wasn't disposable. Like going back to I Ain't the One, you just think about what that song kind of teaches you, especially as a 12-year-old. It's like, yeah, man, don't get played. You know, watch out for this, that, and other. Yeah, like a but there are some values that there are some things that you're picking up that at 12, I didn't know.
Yeah. Come on, you were picking up values from that song? Hey, that's Ice Cube basically saying limiting shit.
He was like, no, he was saying,
you said fuck the police.
No, fuck the police too. No, you said
no, fuck the police.
You said don't let a woman
But I think the overall message of that song was, and most of the album,
that's what you took out.
You a lie.
That's what you took out.
You a lie.
I didn't hear any of that shit. I didn't hear women weren't shit. I didn't hear that at all.
Make me look like I'm just like,
no, I'm not.
You're the only one. Yo, both
we
y'all,
know, no, we know now, but I think growing up with it, I don't think I looked at it like that.
Oh, okay, so you're saying at the time you didn't take it, but now looking back.
Oh, yeah, looking back.